The stock market is sputtering a bit this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average began slumping Tuesday and yesterday, and it fell again by 130 points. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, investors seem to be getting nervous about inflation.
Unless you've been living in a cave for the past 10 years, you probably know that cheap goods and labor from places like China and India have meant lower prices here in the U.S. That's been keeping inflation in check, but many economists say a fundamental shift may be underway in those developing countries. Nigel Galt is an economist at the forecasting firm Global Insight.
The worry is that with those economies growing very strongly, that maybe is going to start to push up the price of labor in those economies. That might push up the cost of all sorts of goods that the U.S. imports.
And that would spur inflation. So what does all that mean for most people here in the U.S.?
Well, it's interesting. I think for the ordinary person, it may be something of a double-edged sword. If labor isn't quite so cheap in China and India as it's been, that might take some of the downward pressure off wages in the U.S. that's been evident for a long time. So people might actually see better increases in their wages.
But in an effort to stave off inflation, the Fed would have to raise interest rates. That slows down the economy by making it more expensive to borrow money, so it might get harder to buy a house or send a kid to college. And when interest rates rise, that also can push down stock prices. Chris Arnold, NPR News.